Okay, Roddy, I'm sure you're happy with that result tonight.
I'm delighted for the lads, to be honest with you, because the last number of weeks we've played really, really well. Between injuries and red cards, we've been depleted on the pitch and lost games we should have won against Wexford Youth, for starters. We should have won that game. So, for the lads travelling back, to keep a clean sheet, under an onslaught from Finn Harps, no doubt Finn Harps, Wexford Youth, and UCA are by far above any other teams in the league. So, to do that, I'm delighted for the youngsters. As a manager and a coach, I wouldn't be proud of that and put five behind the ball, but I've done it for them, you know.
Yeah, you did defend deep in that second half, and you kept men back, even when you were creating set-piece situations at the other end.
We just leave our five players to create their own set-pieces. We don't have headers in the ball. So what's the point of putting people in the box that can't hit the ball? So we let them create, and it's worked out. We've scored a few corners from building it up. Yeah. You know, so it's good to watch.
Yeah, in fairness, in the second half, I mean, Harps did throw everything at you, so Ollie, you held firm.
Well, we did, and that's another little learning curve for the lads. As I say, eight of them are under 19 years of age. I thought the goal was a valid goal, to be quite honest. It was a gentleman run at the goal. We were unlucky not to get when we hit the post. Look, that's football. Ollie will get the boys regrouped. It's going to be right to the wire, trust me. And even in the playoffs, it'll be in the playoffs, get that. And whoever comes out of that Premier Division is going to be, you know, really rattled if they come here on one of the legs.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning as well that, I mean, you came with a depleted squad tonight. I think you ended the game by bringing on a substitute goalkeeper out the field. That doesn't happen too often.
Well, look, we have no players. I keep saying that. Our best 11 players that we have available at the moment is a match for any team in the league. But once we get an injury or a red card in a couple of games, that's it. It's just, we've nothing on the bench. That's no disrespect. And when we make change, we weaken the team. Like tonight, I mean, having to ask a goalkeeper to go on and play up front, that shows you where we were coming from. That's why I wanted something out for the lads. You know, it's a long trip up and a clean sheet. Just give them something to feel proud about.
Yeah.
I don't, as a coach, I'm delighted with them, but Ollie will respect what I had to do. But for Finn Harps, you know, if they had been allowed the goal, it would have been a bit disappointing for us, but it would have been placed for Ollie and Finn Harps.
Yeah. For all those problems, Roddy, that you have to deal with in a season, you're the kind of guy that relishes those challenges.
Well, I've always had problems. I mean, every club I've went to has been problems, because we don't get jobs where it's fine and dandy, as they say. So if I get a club with problems, I'll sort them all out, hopefully, and get youngsters to work hard. And normally we get the end results, whether it's a promotion or a league championship.
Yeah, you've been writing as well in your column this season. I mean, I'm always interested to read your views and your comments. But a few months back, you suggested that, you know, it's time perhaps for the league to shake things up. You suggested that perhaps too many clubs in the league. I think you maybe referred to Harps that time as well.
And Pats. Yeah. I mean, you have to say things sometimes to get people's attention, right? And if you're asking me, Harps in the Premier League with the facilities, no use. And it's up to people within the FAI to lobby the government to look after the North West. I mean, Derry are going to get a brand new stadium across the border, and they're playing in their league. Mm. And Finn Harps are here. We've a brilliant setup in Waterford, council owned. Shamrock Rovers, council owned. Cork City, Munster Senior League. You know, so, I mean, I made my debut here in 1978, and nothing's changed. Great people here, great football town. So maybe people got it wrong, but you're asking me, Finn Harps in the Premier League, I'd love it all day long. With these facilities, not in a million years.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, I don't think too many people could argue with that, but the supporters here tonight as well, I mean, it was a good occasion.
It's
tonight.
Brilliant.
A bit of banter between them and yourself.
Banter. I always was from the first day I ever came here as a player. I love coming up here. However, I think the supporters, I think Finn Harps is a club, and I think everybody deserves to be coming. The pitch is okay. There's no problem with the pitch. But to be coming here with a bit of comfort, you know, this is 2015. I came here in 1978, made my debut. Nothing has changed. How many people have given their life to this club? Given every ounce they have, all their enthusiasm, everything, supporters, politicians, possibly whatever. When I came to be interviewed for the job after Noel King, I was showed a blueprint for a new stadium. And I thought, brilliant. Where is it? I think it's a shame on the government. I think it's a shame on the FAI, to be quite honest with you. Because they should be lobbying to get every club in the country, when there's not that many clubs, a suitable ground to promote football. Where is it and why not?